Hello, we are fifth grade students from Carbondale Middle School. Here to inform you about how to spot fake news, we have recorded public service announcements about digital media literacy to help you identify reliable sources of information.
Hi, my name is Nico, and I am a fifth grader at Carbondale Middle School. In my social studies, we are learning about relevant and reliable news, and I have prepared a public service announcement so you can find good news sources too. The first thing to look for is to see if any big news sources are reporting the news. This helps you know that lots of people are reporting the news and that it isn't one person reporting a scam. For an example, in my article, I saw the Aspen Times, Aspen Daily News, and the Post Independent reporting the news. Another thing you can look for to avoid fake news is to search the author and see if they've made any other articles. This helps you find a good article, because they can make up names and you can search and see if they made any other ones to make sure they're not fake. An example in my article, I found and checked the author, and his name is Steve Altrich, and he has made 17 other articles. One way you can spot fake news articles is to check the date and make sure it isn't some old news. This can help you because people are just stealing news that have already been used. For an example, in my article, I checked the date, and the date was from this summer. One of the most important reasons that spotting fake news is important is so you don't want to be sharing fake news or thinking fake news is true. I hope you've learned to find relevant and reliable news. Thank you for listening.
This has been a collaboration between Carbondale Middle School, the Indy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.